the San Francisco Bay Trail South Beach Mission Bay audio tour. Tidal Shelves. The tidal shelves, commonly known as tide pools you see here, have been carefully created to foster native marine life for an extended period of time. Since the gold rush, over 90% of the bay's historical tidal wetlands have been lost, including a substantial amount of intertidal habitat. Much of the historical natural shoreline has been replaced by hardened structures that are not as productive for many aquatic organisms. Before these tidal shelves were built, the San Francisco Bayshore had not had a lot of chances for visitor interaction beyond merely enjoying the view. This is where the land organisms can meet the water organisms and can experience one another. Now we can get up close and get a glimpse of the bustling underwater life happening all the time right alongside us. And maybe our worlds have more in common than we think. You can look at these different tide pools as neighborhoods, each one with its own characteristics. Some organisms like to visit the others, play around, and then go back home. Some see other neighborhoods as great dining districts, which of course is bad news for those who live there. When homes become vacant, others move in, as is often the case with a snail and a hermit crab. Can you see evidence of activity across the shelves? Not all organisms do much moving about. Some, like mussels, cluster together in one place. Sea urchins and sea anemones, though animals, may look more like plants, rooted on rock. Over time, as human-caused climate change elevates sea levels, these shelves will act as markers for us to see the water rise around us. These tidal shelves have been carefully created to be ideal living situations for the marine life that resides in our bay. That said, this actual shoreline looked a whole lot different before we reshaped it. Much of the area you're standing on was marshy wetlands and mudflats, without a defined shoreline. The bay area is unique in the way that multiple large, bustling urban areas have been able to also allow for a large, intact marine ecosystem to thrive alongside it. The designers of these restored habitats hope that they will inspire more thoughtful conservation efforts along our shoreline that allow for healthy marine life as well as opportunities for human interaction and exploration. Even though we like to convince ourselves otherwise, we're animals too. We hope this gives you a chance to reconnect with the natural world that we came from, and we hope these little water critters enjoy their time exploring you as well.